Okay, good evening. This Shabbos is a very jam-packed Shabbos. We have Parshas Pekudei, the last Shabbos, the last Parsha of Sefer Shemois, Chazak. It is also Shkolem. Parshas Shkolem, the beginning of the season, the four parshiyos, Shkolem, Zohar, Parah, Chodesh. It is also Shabbos Mevarchim Ador Sheni, and it's also Erev Rosh Chodesh Ador Sheni. And it's also the 23rd parsha of Chumash. What does all of this mean? What is Pekudei Ador Sheni, Shkolem 23 all have in common? What's the commonality, the common thread that we can weave here between all of the above mentioned? Shkolem is connected right away to the beginning of the parasha. Right at the beginning of the parasha, we read about the donation of all the gold and the silver and the copper to the Mishkan. The parasha speaks to us about the cheshbon that Moshe Rabbeinu makes, an account of everything that was donated and what everything was used for. As the Medrash says, there were those who accused Moshe Rabbeinu of keeping it for himself, or some of it for himself. V'hiyisem nekiyem e'Hashem u'Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu makes an account here, makes a cheshbon, and shows them that everything that was donated was used, and nothing was kept by any individuals. The gold was used, the silver was used, and here we have that the silver, the bekal agulgoyles machzis hashekel b'shekel hakoydish l'chol ha'oivar ala pekudim, which is basically what we read in Parshas Shkolim, the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, about the machzis hashekel, that everyone had to donate from the age of 20 and up. So here the Pasuk tells us what they were used for. The donation of the 603,550 of Bnei Yisrael over 20 were used for the silver sockets, and the remaining 1775 were used for the hooks for the amudim, and then the copper was used for whatever the copper was used for. That's how the parasha begins. So Shkolem is here at the beginning in Pekudei, when Parashas Shkolem is Pekudei. In a regular year, in a Shana Pshuta, it's usually Mishpatim. In the Shana Mu'beres, it could be Vayakel or Pekudei that are separated in the Shana Mu'beres, as this year. And right at the beginning of the parasha, we have the Torah telling us what those Shkolem that we read at the beginning of Kisisa, and we will be reading this Shabbos, are used for. The Gemara tells us that Haman, as we know, gave Achashverosh 10,000 silver coins. Aseres alofim kikar kesef eshkoil al yedei oisei hamelocha lehovi al ginzei hamelech. And the Yaris Dvash of Yenison Eibeshit says that that was to be used for tzedakah purposes. Haman gave it to Achashverosh and said, it's known that the Jews give tzedakah, and that tzedakah protects them. Tzedakah tatzel mimaves. Tzedakah teroimeim goy. So we'll also give tzedakah. We'll donate to the homeless, or whatever other donations. And in that zechus, so to speak, Haman says to Achashverosh, we'll be able to override the zechus of Bnei Yisrael, who at that time, Haman insists, were dispersed and scattered, meaning that they were divided. The Jewish people were not united. That's what Haman says to Achashverosh, which Mefarshim say that it was true, that at that time there was a lot of machloikas among Klal Yisrael, something which unfortunately we can attest to even today, because that's the chait that causes galus. The whole reason we are in galus is because of sinas chinam. And there was a period at that time to Mefuzar Mefayrat Bein Ha'amim. That's why Esther insisted that there be an Achdus, Leich Kenoises Kol HaYehudim HaNimtzim B'Shushan. In order to bring about the Nes of Purim, there has to be an Achdus. The Achdus will be able to be Mesakeng, will rectify the period. But the Gemara tells us that Haman's using of the shkolim didn't work because hikdim shekleihem l'shkolim, because Hashem already had commanded that we donate every year shkolim, as the Mishnah says in shkolim, first Mishnah in shkolim, be'echad ba'ador mashmiyan al hashkolim, that on Rosh Chodesh Adar, which would be this year would be Adar Sheni, they made the announcement that everyone should bring their shkolim, and the shkolim were to be used for the karbonos tzibur, which was to be brought from new coins, from new money, starting Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So a month in advance, they would announce in the Bezdin, the Sanhedrin would announce be'echad ba'adar mashmian al hashkolim, that everyone should bring their shkolim. So says the Gemara in Megillah, which is why we read Parshas Shkolim prior to Purim, prior to the Gezeirah of Haman. We preceded his shkolim. Our shkolim overrides his shkolim. This sounds like a game. What's the idea? He said, Aseres Halafim Kikar Kesef Eshkol, so we already were told to bring Shkolim before that, so our Shkolim override his Shkolim. What's the idea? So as mentioned last week, the Yom Tov of Purim is so high that Purim is Lamayla Min Hadas. Purim defies logic. And that's why on Purim, the Chazal tell us, L'chayiv inish l'psume b'puria adala yoda bein orraham in l'baruch Mordechai. Wine intoxicates a person to the point that it dulls his da'as. On Purim, there's no da'as. Purim is l'mayla min ha'da'as. And that's why we drink wine. Unlike Pesach, even though Pesach, there's also the drinking of the four cups, but it's halachically and purposely not to get drunk. That's why we're not supposed to eat or drink too much between certain parts of the Seder. We have to make sure not to become shikha, to be able to say the halel with a da'as shlema. Because Pesach is the Yom Tov of da'as. There's a Seder. A Seder means that everything is mesudar, which means that we're doing things with seichel. We're using our seichel. And there's also chilukei deyos. When we talk about deyos, when we talk about different ideas, there's always going to be differences of opinion. Ein deyos say and shavos. When it comes to da'as, not everyone is the same. That's pashut. Not everyone is the same. Not everyone has the same intelligence. There are different levels of intelligence. And Pesach, there are the four children, the four bonim. There's the chacham, the tam, the rasha, the sheni, the alishal. They're all different types. On Pesach is the Yom Tov of Da'as. We come to the Hakara, we come to the Da'as, to the knowledge that there's a Father in Shamayim, Avinu Shebah Shamayim. As the Gemara tells us, that the Eitz HaDa'as, according to one opinion, was a wheat kernel, was wheat, which wheat. Says the Gemara that a tinoik, a child, does not know, does not recognize, and does not know who his father is until he eats grain, until he eats wheat. Matzah, that's the wheat, the matzah that we eat, the grain that we eat, Pesach by night, is in order to bring us to the Hakara, to the knowledge that there is Avinu Shebashamayim, the Kan HaBen Shoyel Abba, we say before the Dalet Kushyas, before the four questions. Says the Mishnah, here the son asks from his father, which is a remez that over here, Pesach by night, we recognize that Hashem is our father and we ask him our questions. Pesach is Da'as, and in Da'as there are differences. Purim is higher than Pesach. This might sound strange, but that's the fact is, Purim is a much greater Yom Tov than Pesach. That's why it starts, the year starts with Pesach, it ends with Purim, because the Pesach is the beginning, Purim is the end. On the one hand, on Purim we prepare for Pesach, true, but Purim is higher than Pesach. Purim is l'mayla min hada'as. Pesach is da'as, Purim is l'mayla min hada'as. And l'mayla min hada'as, everyone is the same. There's no chilukim, there's no differences between one Jew and another. The Chasam Sofer tells us every mitzvah in the Torah corresponds to a different part of the body. It'll be interesting to see, Taka, every mitzvah, what mitzvah every part of the body is related to, but he says that shkolim, the mitzvah of shkolim, the machtzis hashekel that every yid had to give, is keneged the skull, the gulgoilis. And that's hinted right here in this week's parasha. The pasuk says, Beka la gulgoilis, machtes ha-shekel b'shekel ha-kodesh. In Parshas Kisisa, which is Parshas Shkolim, there the Torah does not say Gulgoilis. There the Torah just says, Machzis HaShekel B'Shekel HaKodesh, Esrim Geira HaShekel, Kol HaOver Al HaPekudim, Yitain Trumas Hashem. But what the Torah does say, which we'll be reading in the second Sefer Torah that we take out this Shabbos, is He'oshir Lo Yarbe V'Hadal Lo Yamit. There's no distinction, there's no differences, everyone's the same. The rich has to give a half, no more. The poor has to give a half, no less. Everyone is the same. When it comes to the gulgoilis, when it comes to the skull, everyone is the same, everyone has a skull, the same skull. When it comes to knowledge, when it comes to da'as, there are chelukim. When it comes to chochma bina da'as, or daya bina haskel, whatever one's nusach is, there are differences, ein day oisei and shavois, but legabe the gulgoiles, which is lamaila min hadas, there everyone is the same. And that's where Purim comes from. Purim comes from the gulgoiles. Purim comes from the rotzayin. You do what the svarim tell us. The Eibishter created the world, bereshis, so there are two interpretations. One is bechuchmasa and one is milakadmin. The Eibishter created the world with chachma, and the Eibishter created the world with Rotzoin. The Lashon of Chazal in many places is Kach Ola Birtzoino Yizbarach. That was the will of Hashem. That was, it says, Hashem's will. You can't ask any questions. That's the Rotzoin of Hashem. Known in the Sifrei Kabbalah as the Bechina of Keser. There are the Sfirois Chochma Bina Das Chesed Gevura Teferes Netzach Oidisoid Malchus. And then there's Keser. Keser is the highest level, the Shar Hanun. Keser, that's emuna, that's lamaila min adas, like a crown. A crown is on top of the head. The crown is put on top of the head, on top of the mind, on top of the brain. And that's the gulgoilis. And that's what we say in the Lechadoidi every Friday night, soif ma'aseh b'machshova tchila. What happens at the end is what was thought about first. The machshova tchila of Hashem, the tchilas ha-machshova, which Tchilas HaMachshava means even before the Machshava, the Rotzen of Hashem, before everything came into being, that's revealed at the end. Soif Maisa B'Machshava Tchila. That's Shabbos. Shabbos is the Soif Maisa of Sheishas Yimei Bereishis, which already at the beginning, B'Machshava Tchila, Hashem was already thinking about Shabbos. Bereishis is Oisius Yorei Shabbos. At the beginning, it says there was Or and Choshech, there was Meshtamshin B'Revuvia, there was light, there was darkness, there was Toihu V'Avoihu V'Choshech Al Panei Sahoim, and then Or, V'Yomer Elokim Yehi Or, and then at the end, V'Yar Elokim Es Yoim HaShvi V'Yikadesh Oisoi V'Yishbois Mimelachtoi, comes Shabbos, tells us Rashi, where do we see that Hashem blessed and sanctified the Shabbos? So Rashi says here, Borchoi b'mon, he blessed it with the mon, because every Shabbos, Shekol Yemois HaShabbos Yorad Lohem Oimer La Gulgoiles. Here the Rashi uses the word Gulgoiles, which is the Lashon of the Pasuk. U'Beshishi was Lechem Mishnah, V'Kitshoi b'mon, because on Shabbos the mon did not come down at all. V'Hamikra Kosav Al Shem Ha'osid. This Pasuk is referring to the future. In the future Hashem blesses and sanctifies the Shabbos with the mon. Mon is the food of Olam Haba. It says that the tzaddikim will eat mon in Olam Haba. That's the food of tzaddikim in the next world. Shabbos, as mentioned last week, is Olam Haba. Yom Shekulei Shabbos Menucha L'Chayah Ha'Olamim. That's Soif Maisa. That's what's going to happen at the end. Soif Maisa. But that was already decided B'Machshava Tchila. When Hashem first creates the world, B'Machshava Tchila, he was already thinking about Shabbos. That's the goal. That's the end. Just like when Hashem first created the world, he was already thinking about Olam Haba. Machshava Tchila was Olam Haba, which comes after the Sheshes Yemei HaMaisa, after the Shita Alfa Shnin, the Hava Alma. Then comes Olam Haba, which Olam Haba, we have no idea what it is. It's Lamaylam in Adas. And that's Purim. Purim comes from Olam Haba. Purim, the one day of the year, where it looks like everyone is crazy and everyone is acting meshuggah and v'nahapoichu, because it doesn't make sense. It's not from this world. It's l'mayla min acheshbon. It's l'mayla min azman. It's l'mayla min amakim. It's a day that is totally from a different realm, and it's the only Yom Tov that it says even after Mashiach comes, will still be with us, because even after he comes, even after Yemais HaMashiach begin, Purim is still high, because Purim is Olam Haba, and Olam Haba is higher than Yemais HaMashiach, as mentioned last week. And the prelude, the introduction to the Purim, to the time of Purim, is Shkolim. Parshas Shkolim takes us into Adar, and this year into Adar Sheni, which Shkolim is the mitzvah that unites all of Klal Yisrael. He'oshi lo yarbe v'hadar lo yamit, Beka la gulgoylis. Beka is Osius Ekev. The Ekev, which means the end, all the way at the end, the Soif Maisach is connected to the gulgoylis, which is the Machshava Tchila. And what was used with these silver Machzis HaShekels, with the Machzis HaShekel that they donated, the silver was used to make sackets. The sackets, that's the lowest part of the Mishkan, the bottom of the Mishkan. Soif Ma'aseh. As the Medrash tells us, Nis'ave HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liyos Loi Dira B'tachtonim, that Hashem has a desire, Hashem's desire, that's Machshava Tchila, is that he have a dwelling place down below, B'tachtonim, all the way down. Hashem wants to dwell with us all the way here in this earth, this lowly planet. That's where Hashem wants to dwell. That's Adar. Adar is Aluf Dor, as mentioned in previous weeks, what the Kedush Yorim tells us, that Adar is Aluf, Alufo Shel Olam, master of the world, Dor, dwells, wants to dwell. Adar, the last month of the year, from Nisan, Soif Ma'asa, is B'machshava Tchila. Purim, which is the last Yom Tov of the year, from Nisan, is when we reach the level of Adar LaYoda, which is L'mayla Min Adas, that's Gulgoyles, that's Keser, that's the Ekev of the year, Beka Osius Ekev, connecting to Gulgoyles, to the Machshava Tchila, which is Shkolim. Therefore, everyone is equal. There's no Chilukim between one Yid and another. Mina'av Yad Zokein Taf V'noshim. Haman wants to wipe out all of Klal Yisrael. That was his Mapola. Haman wants to wipe out all of Klal Yisrael. Mina'av Yad Zokein Taf V'noshim. No distinctions. He doesn't care whether the person is a Talmud Chacham, whether the person is an Am Ha'aretz, whether he's religious, whether he's not religious, whether he wears this type of yarmulke, that type of yarmulke, or that type of hat. Minav yadzoke in taf v'noshim b'yoyimecha. So Haman himself is ma'oireir machshava tchila. What the Medrash tells us, that Klal Yisrael come before the Torah even. If there's a decision to make, whether the Torah goes or Klal Yisrael go, the Torah goes. That's why Moshe broke the luchas. If it means that the entire Klal Yisrael is going to suffer, so Moshe says, then that's it. The whole Torah was because of Klal Yisrael. If there can't be a Klal Yisrael, then there's no Torah. And the lashon of the Pirkei Derabbi Elazar, the Tana d'Beil Yohu rather, is Machshavton Shel Yisrael Kodma L'chol Dover. Machshavton Shel Yisrael, that means the first thought that Hashem had, Kaviyochel, the first thought process, the Machshava Tchila, which was about us, that came even before the Torah, even before the Torah was written, before the Torah was formulated, which, as we know, what the Medrash says, that 2,000 years before the world was created, the Torah was written, whatever that means, because there was no time before the world was created, whatever pshatan that is. So the Medrash says, Yoyim Yoyim means Yoyim Eshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Elef Shana. So 2,000 years before the world was the Torah, but Klal Yisrael came before that. Nachshavton Shel Yisrael, Kodma L'chol Dabar. Therefore, even if a Yid violates the Torah, does not listen, but does Averis, Al Pi Torah, there's no tikkun for him. But Hashem himself, a famous Yerushalmi and Makkos that they all quote, that they asked, what should happen to a Yid who sins? So the Torah says, nothing, that's it. And then the Midas Hadin says, that's it. The Torah says he should bring a korban. Hashem says he can do tshuva. He can do tshuva and he could receive atonement. Hashem himself says that. Mitzat Torah, that's not good enough. Hashem himself, we, Klal Yisrael, are rooted in Hashem himself. So therefore, tshuva helps. Tshuva kodma la'olam. Just like we preceded the world, tshuva preceded the world, the concept of tshuva, which Moshe Rabbeinu revealed to us after the Chet HaEgel. After Chet HaEgel, when Hashem said, V'yichar api Vahem va'achalein, that I will wipe out the entire Klal Yisrael. The Esa Oischal Agoy Gadol. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Va'ato im tisa chatosam v'im ayin is mechenin on b'sifrcha asher kosofta. This was Haman's mistake. Haman thought, and the Svarim tell us that all the Rishoyim in history all had the knowledge, somehow they knew how to get Hashem upset with Klal Yisrael. They knew that Hashem was very upset with lack of achdus among Klal Yisrael. That's why Haman says, Mefuzor and Mefayrod. They knew that Hashem has still not forgiven Klal Yisrael totally for the Chet HaEgel. Uviyoim pokti ufakadati aleim chatosam, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Kisisa. It's not over. So Haman tried to be ma'oira the Chet HaEgel. They say that's what Achashveirosh and in the time of Hanukkah, they were all trying to be ma'oira the Chet HaEgel. Kisvu lechem al keren ashor, which is the Egel. And by the Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu says mecheinina. Mefarshim say that when he said mecheinina, he really meant, if you're going to wipe out Klal Yisrael, let me be instead of them. Mecheinina, erase my name, means that I should die. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Because Moshe is not supposed to die. Moshe Rabbeinu is l'mayla min hamisa. Moshe Rabbeinu is not from this world. Moshe Rabbeinu, as mentioned, was born in Adar. He's born in the month in Adar Rishon, and he's born in a month which is l'mayla min hazman. If not for the Mei Meriva, Moshe would not have died. The Mei Meriva was the excuse, was the alila. But the cause of it really is because Moshe said mecheinina and kilul aschachem afilu al tenayhi ba'a. Moshe Rabbeinu says mecheinina, so his death is a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. Misa tzadikim mechaperes. The fact that he had to die was proof that the Chet HaEgel was so terrible. And that was Haman thinks that Adar is a good month for him to wipe out the Jewish people, because in the month of Adar they lost Moshe Rabbeinu. And the fact that they lost Moshe Rabbeinu means that the Chet HaEgel was a Chet. And they had to lose Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's Ma'ira the Chet HaEgel. So he thinks that Adar is a perfect month for him to wipe out the Jewish people, to be Ma'ira the Chet HaEgel. What Haman does not realize is that in the same month, in Adar, the Mishkan was put up. When was the Mishkan put up? The first day that the Mishkan is put up of the 7 days of Miluim, the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, was Chav Gimel Adar, the 23rd day of Adar. And Chav Gimel Adar was when the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim started. This, Rashi tells us in Parshas Tetzave, and then again in Parshas Tzav, which is interesting that every year, Purim falls out either in the vicinity of Parshas Tetzave time, in a regular year, and in a year like this year, leap year, Tzav. Tetzave, Tzav. And in both Parshas, we learn about Chav Gimel Adar. In Tetzave, it talks to us for the first time about the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim. V'zeh hadavar asher tase lehem l'kadesh oisam l'chayin li l'kach par echad ben bokor ve'elim shnayim tamimim. This was the first day of the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim. Says Rashi, what was the purpose of sacrificing a bull? L'chaper al maise ho'egel shehu par. And this was done for 7 days. 7 days straight, they brought a bull every day. Another bull, another. They brought Purim, one bull after another. Every day a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. It's interesting that the Rekeach in the Megillah says that the word Purim is written without a vav a few times in the Megillah. It's written first with a vav, then later is written without a vav. So he connects the word Purim without a vav, Purim without a vav, to the word Purim. And he says, one pshat, he says, the Pasuk says in Mizmor Chav Beis of Tehillim, which Esther said when she went into Achashverosh, Lamanatzecha Alayelis HaShachar, Sivavuni Purim Rabim Kiteruni, where David HaMelech is talking about all the nations that surrounded him, and he calls the nations Purim. So Purim was a nace that we were saved from the nations, from the Purim at that time. That's one pshat that he says. Another pshat he says is that on Purim you're supposed to eat Purim, you're supposed to eat meat, bulls, meat from oxen, and it's a time for Seud, it's a time for meat, ain't Simcha Ela B'Basar. Perhaps we could add, based on that the Rekeach himself says that the word Purim without a vav is connected to Purim, is that the connection is to the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim. Achashverosh made a party for 7 days. And the party that he made for 7 days was to negate, was to overrule, to override the effect of the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim. The Shivas Yemei HaMiluim was proof that Hashem is willing to forgive Klal Yisrael. That Rashi brings right here at the beginning of the parasha why the Mishkan is called Mishkan HaEdus. Eile Fekudei HaMishkan Mishkan HaEdus, says Rashi, Edus Li Yisrael. The Mishkan serves as testimony Sheviter Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Ma'aseh HaEgel, that Hashem is willing to forgo, to forgive Klal Yisrael for the Egel. Sheharei Hishra Shechinosoi Beineihem, the fact that you see that the Shechina rests among the Jewish people again is proof that Hashem is willing to forgive us for the Chet HaEgel. The Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, together with the Yom HaShmini LeMiluim, which this year Purim falls out on Sunday of Parshas Shmini, the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim with the Shmini LeMiluim are proof that the Shechina rests among us, meaning that there's a Kapara for the Chet HaEgel. So when did the Kapara of the Chet HaEgel begin? In the month of Adar, Chav Gimel Adar. Why Chav Gimel Adar? Why the 23rd day of Adar? We find in the Megillah a connection also to the number 23. The longest pasuk in Tanakh, which the Rekeach on the Megillah, it's an excellent sefer on the Megillah to go through, the Rekeach tells us that this is the longest pasuk in the entire Tanakh. It has 43 words. And that's the pasuk in Perek Ches, pasuk Tes of the Megillah. Vayikoru Sofrei HaMelech Ba'eis Hahi Ba'chodesh HaShlishi Hu Chodesh Sivan B'shloisha ve'esrim boy. What happened on that day? On the 23rd day of Sivan, says the Megillah, is when they wrote the second, they dispatched the second letters, the Igrois Shniyos, the ones that said in it that the Jews should defend themselves. Unlike the letters that were written 70 days before, that on the 13th of Nisan, where Chas v'Shalom lahashmid laharig la'abedes kol ha'yehudim min aviyat zokin ta'afenoshim b'yoyim echad. On the 23rd of Adar, the 23rd of Sivan, new letters were dispatched. Lehinoke me oyvehem, that the Jews should take revenge from their enemies. Venahapoichu asher yishlatu ha'yehudim heim b'sayneihem, and so on. So, what was the day when the Venahapoichu of Purim begins? When the second letters were sent out to override the first. Venahapoichu asher yishlatu ha'yehudim heim b'sayneihem. When Klal Yisrael was zeichet to a nes melubash b'derech hateva, but a nes of total haficha from before, hachodesh hashenepach lehem miyogayin l'simcha me'eva liyamtiv. What day of the month was it? It was the 23rd day, 23rd of Sivan. And nothing is by chance, nothing is a coincidence. The 23rd of Adar is the day when the Mishkan was put up for the first time, the first day of the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, Kapara for the Chet HaEgel. 23rd of Sivan, the second letters are dispatched. V'nahapoichu. Pekudei is the 23rd parasha of Chumash. The Gemara tells us the Beis HaMikdash is 23 amos below the highest point in Eretz Yisrael. The highest point in Eretz Yisrael is called Ein Etam. How do we know that the Beis HaMikdash is not to be on the highest? Perhaps that's where the Beis HaMikdash should be, and in fact that's where Shmuel and David HaMelech thought originally the Beis HaMikdash should be built there, as the Gemara says, because the Pasuk says, by Binyamin, u'levinyamin omar yedid Hashem, yishkoin lovetach olav, chayfev olav kol hayoim, uvein kiseifav shochein. The Hashem rests, the Shechina rests, between the shoulders of Eretz Yisrael, which is the second to the highest place, the head, the top of the head. That's the highest, then comes the shoulder. So that's what the Beis HaMikdash is. So Chazal tell us, Rashi brings in the Parashas Beis HaBracha, it's 23 amas below Ein Etam. Ubein Kseif of Shochein. The Gemara says in Zvachim that Ubein Kseif of Shochein ze Oilam Haba. That's Oilam Haba. The number 23, just like the number 13, the number 23 is very similar to the number 13. We find both of these numbers in the Megillah. The 13th of Nisan, that's when Haman was Hippil Pur. Hippil Pur hu ha-goyrol. He was matil goyrol on the 13th day of Nisan. And what came out was Adar, 13th of Adar. Adar, the month in which Moshe Rabbeinu passes away. So he figures this is perfect. Hippil Pur Hu HaGoyrol is Begematria of the Mechaininu HaMisifrucha. perfect. This is the month in which Moshe Rabbeinu passes away. Moshe Rabbeinu had asked that his name be erased. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu dies in Adar is a raya, according to Haman, that the Chet HaEgel, it's the Ma'ira, the Chet HaEgel. But what Haman doesn't realize is that what happened on Chav Gimel Adar, that the same month, in the same month we receive a kapara, the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim began, which proves that the Shechina is Shoyre B'Yisrael. And the idea is, if we look at the first pasuk in Pekudei, there seems to be a contradiction. Eile Fekudei HaMishkan Mishkan. It says twice Mishkan. So Rashi says, why does it say twice Mishkan here? Shnei Pa'amim. Very unusual for Rashi to do this. Rashi does usually pshat. So Rashi says, Shnei Pa'amim Remez LeMikdosh Shenis Mashkein B'Shnei Churbanin Alav Yonisein Shol Yisrael. It's a hint, it's a remez to the two Batei Mikdashos that are going to be destroyed, and they're going to be taken away like collateral. They're going to be used as security. They're going to be taken away from Klal Yisrael. That's why the Mefarshim HaMedayik, that it's only like a Mashkan, but it'll be returned. HaMishkan is a remez to the Churban. We're talking about HaKomas HaMishkan here. We're talking here about Kapara for the Chet HaEgel. The next Rashi, Mishkan HaEdus, Edus LiYisrael, Sheviter Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Maisa HaEgel. And then we're talking about the Churban at the same time. It seems to be a contradiction. Here we're talking about the destruction of the first and the second Beis HaMikdash. And then right afterwards, Rashi says, Mishkan HaEdus, that the Mishkan hasn't even been put up yet. And we're talking already about the Churban of the first and second Beis HaMikdash. Perhaps the Inyan is that the Torah is hinting to us that even when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, there's still Hashruas HaShechina. Even when Yidden are living in America, even when Yidden are living in Persia, wherever Jews are, there's always Hashroas Hashchina. That's what the Gemara says in Megillah. Galu le'edoim Shechina imoyim, galu le'bavel Shechina imoyim. Even when HaMishkan, even when there's a Churban, and a double Churban, like V'anoichi Haster Astir Panai, the Gemara learns out, Estam and Atar Menayin Shenemar, V'anoichi Haster Astir. Even when there's a Hester, B'toich Hester, as the Baal Shem Tov said, that there's such a Hester Panim, but we don't even know it's a Hester. Even then, Mishkan HaEdus, Edus LiYisrael, Shevita Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Maisa HaEgel, Sha'arei Hishra Shechinasai Be'enehem. And the whole Purim story proves that, because the whole Purim story took place in a time of tremendous Hester Panim. And that's one of the reasons Hashem's name is not written in the Megillah. There's no Giloy Elikus. It's not revealed. It's a Hester Panim. It's HaMishkan Mishkan. Haster Aster, Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. And in the story of Purim, we see the greatest hashgacha, as the Gemara quotes the pasuk at the beginning of Megillah, "V'samti kisi be'elam," that even in Elam, in Helam, Behester, even in a time of concealment, Hashem's throne, Hashem's presence is felt. That's the whole Purim story shows us that even in the most mundane, in a story that they were ashamed to talk about in the Beis Medrash, the whole story of Vashti. It was probably an embarrassing story to talk about what Achashverosh wanted Vashti to do. How could you talk about it? In that story, licked the whole Nes of Purim. That's where it all started, where Vashti gets killed on Shabbos. The party of Achashverosh, the Shivas Yemei HaMishta, which was to override the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, in every detail of Bixan Vaseresh and everything else that takes place in the Megillah, we see Hashroas Hashchina, V'samti Kisi Be'elam, Mishkan HaEdus. So Haman thinks that Adar is going to be beneficial to him, not realizing that Adar is the Soif Ma'aseh B'machshava Tchila. Adar is the last month, the month in which we were zeichet to the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, where Moshe Rabbeinu serves as Kohen Gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Kohen Gadol, and whatever Moshe Rabbeinu does is Nitzchius. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu does is eternal. That's why this Mishkan was never destroyed. This Mishkan was buried, it's buried under the Makom HaMikdash, as Chazal tell us. It was never ever destroyed, unlike the other Mishkan, Mishkan Shiloi, or the Batei Mikdashos. That which Moshe Rabbeinu had a hand in was never destroyed. It's Nitzchius. Like Purim is Nitzchius. Purim, V'meha Purim ha'ela lo yavru mitoicha Yehudim v'zichrem lo yosef mizarim. It can never be taken away from us. It's forever, it's eternal, even after Mashiach comes. Purim is Olam Haba, Purim is Yemais HaMashiach and Olam Haba combined. Purim is Lamailam and Adas. Purim is Bekal Agul Goyles. Is from such a high place, where there every member of Klal Yisrael is equal. All of us are the same. And therefore no kitra could work. You can't be mekatreg on Klal Yisrael when they're be'achdus, when they're together, when they're one. Only when they're not. And that's why the whole mitzvah of Purim, the whole mitzvah of Purim, is the achdus of Klal Yisrael, of Mishleach Monos Ish L'Re'ehu Matonis L'Avyoinim, the achdus of the entire Klal Yisrael, which from these shkolim is begematria of Amech Kulam Tzadikim, all of Klal Yisrael are Tzadikim. There's no distinction between one yid and another. Unlike on Pesach when there is. That's why the whole Purim came about through the bittul of Pesach, if we could say such a thing. That they had to be mevatel Pesach in order to bring about Purim, meaning that they fasted on Pesach, the three fast days that they fasted, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Hesvav, which Chazal say was an aveir of Ayavar Mordechai, Ovar Al Das, that he was Geizer Tainus, and therefore, as most Mepharshim learned, that it was a 3 day and night fast. There's some who say that they ate at night, but most learned that it was a 3 day and night fast, which every member of Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves. You don't find that anyone argued with this. They all accepted it. And they all fasted for 3 days and nights, which means they did not eat matzah and they did not drink the dalet kaisos. They were vatal all the mitzvahs of Pesach to save Klal Yisrael, exactly like the Shviras Haluchos, to show that Klal Yisrael, we are higher than the Torah even higher than the Torah. Eis las, eis lashem, heferu Torah secha. Purim al shem hapur, hapur is oisius heferu. Only a few times in history where such a thing occurred, where it was necessary to be over an aveira in order to bring about the Hatzolah of Klal Yisrael, like we mentioned last time, Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel is one example. Therefore, Pekudei is the 23rd parasha of Chumash. The number 23, we mentioned last week, 22 is the 22 oisius of the Torah. The Torah was written with the Aleph Beis. The Aleph Beis is what Hashem created the world with. He created the world with the Aleph Beis, as the Medrash tells us, with the oisius HaTorah. So there are 22 oisius HaTorah. When we violate the Torah, Chas V'Shalom, when we violate the 22 oisius, so in order to return, we have to come onto a higher number. Just like with Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim is the same thing as the Sifrei Kabbalah speak about, that the world was created with 12 months, 12 shvatim, 12 boundaries of the universe, as Sefer Yetzirah talks about, Yud Beis Gevulei Alachsein, and then when there's a churban, when there's a Aveira, and when the world has to be destroyed, we have to come on to a higher number. So that's Yud Gimel Midai Sarachamim. Purim was Dafka on Yud Gimel. The Gzeira was on Yud Gimel Nisan in order to wipe out the Jews on Yud Gimel Adar. There's a 13th month. It happened Adar Sheni, as the Yerushalmi says that Purim happened in Adar Sheni. The first Purim in history was a Shana Meuberes, and it was Adar Sheni, which is the Chodesh HaYud Gimel Dafka. To reveal the Yud Gimel Midai Sarachamim. So too, we had to come on to a higher number. The fact that the Jews violated the Chav Beis Oisiyos, and in order to come back to Hashem, we had to come on to a new number, a number Chav Gimel. And perhaps that's what the Megillah is Chav Gimel. Torah is the Chav Beis Oisiyos. Torah is Chamishachum Shei Torah, the Torah that we had until Purim, was a Torah connected to Chav Beis. The Megillah, as mentioned with the Chassam Sofer, says the Megillah is higher than the Torah. The Megillah is Hashem Himself. The Torah is Hashem's names, Shmoisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Megillah is Atzmusay Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Hashem Himself. Like the Pasuk says at the beginning of the Megillah, Vayihi Bimei Achashverosh, Hu Achashverosh HaMoylech. So the Gemara says, Shemolach Mei Atzmoy. He ruled on his own, because he really didn't deserve to rule. His father was not a king. He only ruled, as the Gemara says, he had a lot of money. The Gemara speaks about it. But we know whenever it says Melech in the Megillah, it means Hashem. HaMoylech Mei Atzmoy, Atzmusoy, that's Hashem Himself. Hashem higher even than any name, because all the names of Hashem, that's a lower level. That's only to describe Hashem. That Hashem is a judge, we call him Elohim, Shakai, Tzvakai, even Yudkei Vavkei, Hoya Hoyve V'yiyeh. That's in a world of Zman, but Hashem is L'maylam and Azman. There's no Hoya, there's no Hoyve, there's no Yiyeh. So Hashem Himself, which no one knows what Hashem is, Hashem Himself, that's where the Yidden are rooted. We are rooted in Hashem Himself. And Hashem himself, that's the Megillah. The Megillah, therefore, is higher than the Torah. Mevatlin Talmud Torah L'shmaya Mikra Megillah. That's Gulgoylus. That's the place where all of Klal Yisrael are one. The Machshava Tchila. That's why the Torah starts with Bereshis, with a base. It's the second level, as the Arizal says. It's Olam Abriya. It's the second level. But the Megillah, Esther is with an Aleph. The Megillah is Hashem himself. That's the higher level. That's the second Matan Torah that we received, the Torah, which was, of course, it's only one Torah. It's all part of one Torah. But the second time that we were Makabal, the Torah Beratzon, was on Purim, as the Gemara says. Hadar Kibluha Bimeach HaShveirosh. That's the Megillah, which is higher than the Torah itself. And that's why there's a kapara for the entire Klal Yisrael, even for Chilul Hashem. As Svarim tell us, Purim is higher than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is not mechapa for Chilul Hashem. Purim is, because the chait of going to the party was a Chilul Hashem, where Achashverosh made a cheshbon, and his cheshbon was off, just like Baal Shetzar, his cheshbon was off. He was wrong. His cheshbon, his was lamata min acheshbon. We were on Purim. We were zeichet to a yomtiv which was lamayla min acheshbon. And Pekudei is the parsha of cheshbon. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu was making a cheshbon on nefesh. The last parsha, Pekudei, the last parsha of Sefer Shemais. It's the 13th parsha of Sefer Shemais, and it's the 23rd parsha from Bereishis, Yud Gimel and Chav Gimel. These two numbers that are striking in the Megillah, Pekudei is a combination of both, because Pekudei, this is the parsha of Tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. Here the Mishkan is put up for the first time. Here Moshe Rabbeinu makes a cheshbon. When we come to the end, when we come to the last month of the year, Adar is the last month of the year, well, from Nisan, we have to make a cheshbon on Nefesh, just like in Chodesh Elul. And Pekudei is the parsha that's connected to Yemos HaMashiach and Olam Haba. It's the last parsha. It's the Seif Maisa of Sefer Shemos, which Sefer Shemos is referred to as the Sefer Yetzirah of Am Yisrael. Bereshis is the Sefer Yetzirah of the world in general, and Shemos is the Sefer Yetzirah of Am Yisrael, beginning with Parshas Shemos, ending with Pekudei, where it talks about the Hashras, Hashchina, V'lo yochol Moshe lovay Eloi Helmoyed, Kishochan Olav He'onon, Ki anan Hashem al Hamishkan Yoimam ve'eshtihi yalayla bayla einechol beis Yisrael b'chol maseyem. That's Hashras Hashchina, as the Ramban is mayrik here at the end. That's the whole tachlis. The whole purpose of why Hashem made this world was that it should be a world in which He can dwell, where the Shechina dwells here in this world down below. Shechina b'dira b'tachtoinim. That's here at the end of Pekudei. The whole purpose of Maisa Bereishis, and why Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, why He gave us the Torah, was in order that there should be Hashras Hashchina. And where? Anywhere. Everywhere. The Mishkan was in the Midbar. It wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't in Yerushalayim. It was in the Midbar. And there was Hashras Hashchina. The Jews at the time of Purim were not in Eretz Yisrael at that time yet. They were in Paras. And there too was Hashras Hashchina, tremendous Hashkochas Hashem. And Dafka in Paras, of all places, was Nisgala, this Yomtiv, the highest Yomtiv, Purim, that's Adela Yoda, Lamailam and Adas, was Nisgala, Dafka in Paras. From there came the Yeshua. That's why Pekudei, the 23rd parasha of Chumash, which the number Chav Gimel is Lamailam and Adas, it's higher than the Chav Beis Oisiyos. It's Machshavton Shel Yisrael. This is the parasha chosen to be the parasha in which the Tikkun for the Chet HaEgel takes place. And in a leap year, when we are zeichet to have two Adars, and Purim is an Adar Sheni, which the first and original Purim was an Adar Sheni, that means when the Nes first occurred, when the Ha'ora of Purim came to the world for the first time, it was an Adar Sheni Dafka. That's when we read Pekudei, when it's Parshas Shkolim. Otherwise, Pekudei is read together with Vayakel, and it's already a prelude to Chodesh Nisan. Dafka, when it's an Adar Sheni, when there's a Shana Me'uberes, is Pekudei connected to Shkolim and to Purim? And as we'll see in the next few parashiyos, Vayikra and Sav and Shmini, also in a year like this, are very much related to Purim. May we be zeichetaka to all the giluyim of Purim we see in the world today. We don't understand everything that's going on, but there's definitely something going on now. One doesn't have to be too bright to see that the mapechos that are taking place in the Arab world, which definitely is connected to the Geula. The Nahapechu, Asher Yishal to Ayehudim Heim, we should be zeichel, that it should be bechesed uverachamim, and that we should see it be'enei basar, we should understand it. and see that it's to our benefit. It's definitely to our benefit, but we should see it that it's to our benefit, and we should be zeichetakav and hapoichu asher yishlatu ayehudim heme b'sayneihem, and especially paras of our time, which the paras of our time is the shayrish, as the Maharal said in his time already, that paras is going to be the supplier of all of the terror acts of Yishmael is rooted in paras, which today everyone sees that the muchash. They would be zeichet to see a mapecha over there, that the Haman of our day should also be have a mapola, and from there we should be zeichet al panei kol echav nafal to be elat haldus Yitzchak and to the geulah hamitzvah shleima.